Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be in God's house again. As always, this is sort of a coming home to me. This is where I first started a few years ago. I won't say a lot, but anyway, it's good to be back here with you guys this morning. It's a joy to always to be with Christians. There's something about being in the company of Christians that you just feel comfortable. And this morning, I do the same as morning. This morning, I'm going to be sharing, and if you have your Bible, I want you to turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1, and I want to read a couple of verses there to you. And then I'm going to go over to Ephesians. That's where I'm really going to be taking the message from. But this morning, as a pastor, you know, we have responsibilities. And I don't know, it seems like to me, you know, we are sort of neglecting, I'm talking about pastors and maybe Christians as a whole, we're not doing the work that God put us here on this earth to do. We're to be sharing His Word. That is our work. We're to be sharing the gospel. And so when I thought about this is where I'm getting the first two verses this morning over in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12 and 13. Let me read them to you. It said, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in their present truth. Yea, I think it meet, or I think it proper, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir up you by putting in remembrance." I believe that is a pastor's job, is to let us realize and remember all of the wonderful, wonderful love that Jesus Christ has bestowed for you and I. You know, when I think about Him dying on a cross, a cruel, cruel cross, and we can't even imagine, you know, what that was like, the pain that He went through. And for 3 years, we know that He walked this whole earth, and everybody seemed to be, instead of encouraging Him, was doing just the opposite, discouraging Him. And so we should be really, I think as we look at our lives, you know, we should sort of be thankful for the love that He has for you and I, that He would forgive us of our old sin nature, and that He would help us and guide us. So that was my opening thought. You know, probably all of you know more about Jesus Christ than I do. But people, we're here to look and remember and realize our job and the work that we are to do as Christians. And we know that America is in a terrible, terrible shape right now. I can't understand what's going on. I know the Lord's coming back, and I do not know when, and you don't either. Only one knows, and that's God. But He is coming back, and He's coming back for His people, for His family. And the thing that we need to be realizing, the truth that we need to be realizing, is knowing, you know, brothers and sisters, we're going to be leaving this old world, and we have an eternity somewhere. And that's up to us. The price has been paid that we have to get. We got a place in heaven waiting for us that when we leave this earth, if we know Jesus Christ. And you know, that's the whole thing right there. And I'm going to maybe a little bit later on. You would be surprised of the people that I have met, and I'm sure you have as well. They do not really know how to be saved. What the Word of God says and how to be saved. You know, we got to put our faith and trust in Jesus. We know that. You know, we know there's a higher power. The world, I think, knows that, but a lot of them are not living according to that. But He's coming back one of these days, and He's coming back for those that have put their faith and trust in Him to watch over them, protect them, and forgive them. You know, when I look back at my life, and I just, you know, it's such a mystery, so to speak, how that God could love me, how that He could be with me. I some of you, like myself, finally, I got out of, I don't know how I got out of high school, but I got out anyway. But, you know, unknowledgeable. And I'm still, I think that is one thing that has helped me and encouraged me in the work that he put me in. I'll never forget when I was down in Southwest City, Missouri, and we had a lady down there, and she was, you know, she could get telephone numbers almost from everywhere. And I told her, I said, I'd like for you to call one of my, Bobby Foister was his name, we were in the service together, and I'd like to get a hold of him and just know where he's at and what he's doing. And she did. And she called him, and she said, did you know that Brother Jack was a minister? She said, he just laughed. You know? But, it's astonishing to me that the Lord would call me, somebody like me, to share his word. But that's the job of all Christians. It's not just a minister. It's the job of all Christians that we can share the wonderful word of Jesus Christ, that people can know about him. So that's where I'm coming from here over there in 2 Peter. But then, if you have your Bible still open, I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5. And I'm going to share with you the first 14 verses there. And this is about we Christians. Well, there's two sides here, and I'm going to try to share both of them with you. Because God's Word tells us how that we are to live, the things that we are to do. But he also informs us the things that we're not supposed to do. And that's what we're going to be, you know, looking at this morning is, I call it walking in the light, so to speak. That's what, if you have a title, and that's what we're going to be looking at this morning. And the thing that we have to do, I know that's what I have to do, I have to look at self. I'm not to judge everybody else. I'm to look at Jack Sawyers and see what kind of a life I'm living according to God's Word. Not what maybe you think about me, but what God thinks about me from his word, people. And that's what we need to be looking at individually. What kind of a life am I'm living? And so I think they have some pointers here from God's word that will inform us of that situation. So if you have your Bibles open to Ephesians chapter 5, I want to share the first 14 verses there with you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not once be among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this we know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You know, we have both sides right there in those first 14 verses. We have what we're not supposed to do as a Christian. He's talking here to converted people, you know, that, and then he's also talking in the last part of it about what we are to do, the way we are to live, and to live a life that will bring glory and honor to him. And that should be our desire. That should be our main purpose, reason for living and glorifying God is that we can glorify Him and realize, you know, how wonderful, how great and marvelous He is. Since my wife passed away, I have, you know, I've studied for a long time. But I've tried to get into those, the deep things. It doesn't tell us, and that's what, you know, every once in a while, I'll be sitting up there and I'll think, I wonder what Carol's doing. You know? And you do, but we don't, people, we can't imagine what heaven's going to be like. It's going to be so different that we, in our little, or my little, and, you know, we can't, it doesn't really tell us a lot about how we're going to be, what we're going to be doing after we get there. It says that, you know, we're going to have a new body. We're going to be so different. One thing that bothered me and Carol as well, you know, we'll never be husband and wife again. We'll be married, but we'll be married to Jesus. That's the church will be the bride of Jesus Christ, people. And we'll not, you know, that bothers me. You know, we had such a wonderful, really. I know, you know, we had 60, well, if she would have lived to the last day of last year, we would have been married 60 years. And you get to know quite a bit about a person in 60 years. And you people have met Carol and knew Carol and everything. And she was to me, for me, God couldn't have sent me a better helpmate than Carol was. You know, I think I may have shared with you, but Tony, my oldest son, he said, you know, Dad, he said, we never did know what chicken breast tasted like until we got married on our own. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, Mom always, he knew I liked the chicken breast. And when she would fry chicken, that chicken breast would lay in my plate. You know, those are just little things, but it was that way all through our life. That's the way that she treated me. She didn't believe in arguing. And it says we're arguing. We're not supposed to argue. That never wins anything. And you know, we kind of get into those little debates in my old thick head, you know. And she'd say, you're right. You're right. I'm not arguing. Well, I knew most of the time I was wrong, but you know, but that's just the way she was, you know, and that's the way we as Christians are to be doing. That's the kind of life that we're to be living, you know, that we just want to help one another, and I miss her so bad. But anyway, so I want us to look here, and I want to start off in verse 8 here. It says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. You know, he's telling us right here how we are to, one of the things that we are to be doing, we're walking in the light, in the Word. Right here is the Word. Here's the light right here. And we need to know that. And we need to not just know it, but we need to be doing it. There's a lot of difference in knowing and doing. There's as much difference as hell and heaven. When it's in the heart, you're going to heaven. When you just know about it, don't do it, brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you, like I said, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, and I know that. But we need to be reminded, and that's what the great Apostle Peter here said. I need to remind you of look at our lives and see how we are living according to God's Word, people, not the ways of the world. We're to be living according to God's ways, you know. I had a memory, you know, when you walk in darkness, and I remember as a young kid, my grandpa Floyd, some of you remember him or know him, but anyway, he loved to coon hunt. And we would go of a night, and we just had an old lantern, and he always carried the lantern. But anyway, but I remember going with him coon hunting, and I'd walk behind him because I was, you know, he had the light. And man, once in a while, you'd get a whack across the face from a limb or something, you know, because he just walked. But you know, but when you look back and you think about those times, you know, there were good times. But there were times that, you know, memory. You know, that's one thing death can't take away from you, is memories. And I have so many tremendous memories that I still remember. But, you know, it wasn't a bright light, but it was enough light that would guide us, keep from, you know, him going somewhere and walking off of something or that sort where he shouldn't, because he couldn't half see in the daylight as well. But anyway, it helped to know that we had a dim light. But we don't have a dim light if we will let our light, his light, shine through our lives. We have a bright light, and he will guide us, and he will lead us, and he will keep us from doing those things that is not right and pleasing in his sight if we will just be obedient and follow his way. So here we find here the great apostle Paul has to share with us God's wonderful word, you know, of the way that we are to live. And that we can have glory and peace and in our hearts. That's, you know, there's so many, I think people in America today are so mixed up. They're not happy. You know, not really happy. I can remember, when I was growing up, we were one of the poorest families in the country. But people, we had peace. We had joy. My folks, they never went to church until I finally, when I surrendered to the ministry, mom and dad started coming to church. And but anyway, they never taught us those things, but that they were kind of people that people enjoyed being around, I guess, because, you know, about anything went. But we always had company. And my mother, bless her heart, she never had very much to work with, but she could put a meal together that, you know, she never measured anything. But it tasted. I'll never forget. My mother was one of the best cooks in the world. My wife was a good cook, but she was not like mom. The old-fashioned way, you know. But anyway, the thing that we need to be looking at is looking at back the way that, you know, and I heard right on the last of my mother's, she said, we made one great mistake in our life, and we didn't take our boys to church. And people, we never went to church. Didn't they told us, yeah, you don't steal and you don't all that thing. But as far as knowing what the Word of God says, we never knew it. And I don't know, I've probably shared this with you. It's embarrassing, but it's the truth. After Carol and I were married, the first Easter after we were married, I asked Carol, I said, Carol, what's the real meaning of Easter? I didn't know it, you know. And that's not good. But, you know, the Lord had a way for me. And like I said, there's no doubt in my mind that my helpmate, God sent Carol as my helpmate, not only for, you know, living here, but for knowing Jesus Christ. Because she's the one. She didn't save me, but she's the one that led me to the Lord. And I want to tell you something else, people. Boy, men, you better appreciate your wife. I never realized how much a woman had to do until I had to do it myself. And it's just like a farmer. There's always something to do in a house. You know, I was coming through the hallway the other day, and I happened to look up, and there was cobweb hanging down from there. So I went and got Carol's cleaner, you know, and got it all down. But, you know, there's always something to do in a house. And I just appreciate her so much. But anyway, there's a complete difference in light and darkness. And I want to share with you once again. Over in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6, it said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You know, we need to learn how to walk in God's way, in the light. And this is the way right here. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. It tells us that, you know, and we need to realize that truth. So in these first seven verses, actually, it tells the ways of the world. If you'll go back and maybe this afternoon sometime when you have some time, go back and look at the first 14 verses of chapter 5 here of Ephesians. Because the first 3 through 7 tells us about the ungodly. But as you look from verses 8 on, it tells you about the way that we Christians are to live. And there's verse 4. Look at verse 4 with me for just a minute here. It says, neither filthy things, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. And that's what he tells us. That's the way when we look at our life, you know, maybe I can kind of express what those are really saying. Says talking, and I didn't really realize what the jesting meant. And so it says, matter of fact, jesting is a lack of seriousness. We are to be serious about what we are talking and who we're talking to. And then also, let it not be once named about covetousness. You know, we're not to do those things. We're not to want other people's stuff. We just need to be thankful of what God has given us, that we can live a life of peace and comfort and joy if we'll only believe in Him and His word and His ways. And it will help us so much. And that's my point this morning. As God's pastor, it's my job to share these things with Christians, that we can look at our life through the Word of God, and not the way, you know, the world is our biggest enemy, people. I love America, you know, but boy, how it has changed. I just can't believe the way that we live today compared to the way that we lived when I was growing up. It's so different. But and the thing about it is, I don't think we put much faith and trust as a whole. I'm talking about America as a whole. I'll never forget when I was listening to the television one night, and I heard that they said, one of those said, America is not a Christian nation anymore. You know, less than half of the people professing to be do not know Jesus Christ. That's so sad. I can remember, you know, back when I was younger, you know, my folks never took us to church or anything, but there was a knowledge that, you know, there was things that you weren't supposed to do. And we weren't taught all those things. But what we need as a Christian, we need to study this word. And not just study it, but we need to know what it's really saying. And to do that, we have to let the Lord lead us and guide us. Now, look at verses 5 and 6 there. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, but because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. People, we need to realize those words. That's not my word. That's the inspired word of God. And we see that America today is living with those things, doing those things that we're told in God's word not to be doing, not to have that kind of a lifestyle. It is so wonderful when we realize how much He loves us. I want to see, my times are getting a little shorter here, so I better kind of rush it on a little bit. But anyway, you know, I want us to look at the good side of life, you know, and as you start in verse 8 through 14, we're going to see a totally different outlook. And let me go back and read those again too. And it said, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Expose them. We don't. I think that is our biggest mistake of Christians. We're not sharing. We're not telling people, I have one brother left, Tommy, and it's so sad. I go down there sometimes. It's almost embarrassing to go. The language they use, the things that they say, just breaks your heart, And I sit there and listen and don't say a word. People, that's not right. I should be sharing, Tommy, that's wrong. But we're not doing that. I think, I don't want to be a troublemaker. You don't want to be a troublemaker, but I truly believe that if I would say what I should say, that I would be told to get out and not come back. And people, that's sad. But, would it be better to not say anything and, just live with the memories, or even if they got mad, but maybe something I would say would change their life? We need to tell people about Jesus. But the thing about it is, we need to live it. We need to live it and do it, and then they see the difference in our lives. And that's what I think the Lord is trying to get us to understand, that we've got things to do and we need to be doing them. As we look at some of these things, says, "You were sometimes darkness, but now are you light of the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." That's where we look at our life. What kind of a life are you living? Probably nobody needs this lesson any more than Jack Sawyers. I try to live a righteous life, and I ask the Lord to help me and guide me. That's the first thing I do of the morning and the last thing I do of the night. But people, through the days, so many times I'm not the light that I need to be from God's Word. And it's because of that kind of life that we're in the shape that we're in today, I believe, in America. We Christians have not spoke up for and done and lived the way that would bring glory and honor to God. We don't say anything too much bad about Him, but we don't say very much really good about Him either. So my thought this morning is, I know most of you people, you're good Christian people, praise God. But people, there's always, I know in my life, there's always room for improvement. When I realize, when I take the Word of God and I sit down and I look at that, there's a verse of Scripture over in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Don't take my word for it, but I like to, I generally always use this in a funeral that I have, if I say it, because, here's, again, to say just what I've already shared with you, verse 8, chapter 21, "But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." People, we need to share. Those people are not going to heaven. And matter of fact, God's Word says over in Matthew chapter 7, chapter 5, verse 7, broad and wide is the way that leadeth to eternal damnation, but straight and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life. People, that's God's word. That's not Jack Sawyer's word. That's God's inspired word. And I see this more every day. You know, things that are happening that we're, you know, we're letting happen and not saying anything about it. That's not right. We're going to pay for that. We're paying now. Because when we do not stand up and speak out for Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, and let the world guide us and lead us, we're in trouble, big trouble. And as a whole, what I see, I hope I'm wrong, but what I see is that situation. We're not afraid of God anymore. We don't honor Him like we should. We don't praise Jesus, and that's what we should be doing. We need to live a life that will bring glory and honor to our wonderful Lord and Savior. You know, I look at these verses of things I've got written down here, and you know, the Word, the Holy Spirit, guides us and teaches us if we want to be led by the Spirit. And He wants to. That, you know, that's the thing. God doesn't want us just to have a good life. He wants us to have an abundant life. That's what He says in His Word. And to do that, we've got to put our faith and trust in the One that has all the right answers, knows what is right, and God knows what's right for us. We have it right here. If we will just study it and apply it. There's a lot of difference in knowing and doing, as I've already said before. But we need to be doing what the Lord has inspired and instructed us to do, to have that peace and joy. You know, I miss Carol so badly, but I know where she's at because I know her lifestyle. I know how she lives. She loved Jesus. She read her Bible continuously. And every time, that was one thing that I'm proud of in one sense of the word. You know, she liked Charles Stanley and David Jeremiah, and of course they have written their Bibles. And I've always, every time that they would come out with a Bible, I would get that Bible for Carol because she loved to read it, you know, and study it. But she studied her Bible. Tony was by the house the other day. That's my oldest son. And I said, son, if you really want a good Sunday school lesson, you are to take your mom's Bible and study it. Because she has it written down all in there. You know, when she'd go somewhere, we hear a message or something that really stuck in her mind, she would write it down, you know. And she was quite a helpmate. But I'm going to see her again. But you know, that's what bothers me. I don't know if she will not be my wife. I really don't. Maybe Jens can help me. It says we will be known as we are known. That's what the Word of God says. I've read that and studied it. How are we going to be known? We're going to be so different. We're going to be so different. We're going to be spiritual in heaven. Here, we're worldly. But you know, just think about it. There's no night. That, you know, there's no night in heaven. God is going to be the light. You know, all those things, we can't imagine. We can't imagine. My little finite mind can't even imagine. You know, we will have something to do. We'll have a job. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe I don't feel like it's going to be just sitting and worshiping Jesus all the time, because that's for eternity, forever and ever and ever. You know, we need to really study this, and it will help us. But sometimes it's you know, when we had such a good marriage, and you know, matter of fact, I can remember where it's at. Verse of scripture, and it's in Isaiah, and it says that we will not. I don't think people say, "Well, we go remember what's going on." I don't think we will ever. This is what I get. Ever remember things down here? Let me find that verse of scripture. Isaiah 65, chapter 65, verse 17 says, "For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and former things shall not be remembered nor come into mind." Think about that. We will know, but I don't think I'll know, you know, I don't think I'll know it'd be mom and dad and brother. I don't think that's going to happen, people. Well, I don't think we'll even know. I mean, we'll know them, but we'll be known as we are known up there, not as we were known down here. And it's just something to think about. Because that, you know, that's the word of God there that I'm reading that from. Shall we know anything or anyone in heaven? And that says, "For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and former things shall not be remembered," you know, "nor come to pass." That this makes you think, doesn't it? Makes you think. How will we know them? We'll know them. This is just Jack Sawyer's version. I think in heaven, we're just going to be one great, big, old, happy family. You know. I've asked, Gary Urich, a pastor, he's over at Humansville right now, filling in for them over there. And I said, "Brother Gary," I said, "Carol and I both had kind of a rough time on this, we will not be husband and wife in heaven." And he said, "Well, Jack," said, let me use myself as an example. He said, "I was married to Connie for, I think, about 40 years. And she had cancer and died, had four children. And after she had passed away for about a couple of years or so, he remarried Karen, a wonderful Christian woman. And, he said, when I get to heaven," he said, "which one would be my wife?" God took care of that a long time ago, people. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. But I'll know her as she is known in heaven. Now, that's my theory. That's my theory. But, I mean, my time's up. But anyway, my desire, my thoughts this morning, when Brother Ron called me the other day and I looked at that and I told him, I said, let me call you back tomorrow and let you know. And I called him back, but I looked and I thought, I know Elkton Church, and right now, right, you know, we're not overcrowded, but you're Christian people, and I praise God for you. I thank God for you. But, you know, people, I thought that verse of scriptures that I have picked out this morning, you know, I, as a pastor, it's my job to help us to remember. Remember where we are, who we are, what we're doing. That's a pastor's job. And that's what I read to you. That's from the Word of God. We are to look back and look at our lives from the Word of God, people. If you want the true joyful feeling, you know, look at God's way. And then, are you living by God's way, or are you got a little bit of a mixture in there? Got a lot of, maybe quite a bit of the world, and that's not going to make you happy. What will make you happy is going by this, God's inspired word.